USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A high-ranking University of Southern California official is expected to admit her role in the Operation Varsity Blues scandal, where wealthy parents bribed their kids way into elite colleges and universities. Donna Heinel, ex-senior associate director at the University of Southern California, is expected to plead guilty Friday to wire fraud and arranging more than 24 students get into college. A senior Democrat aide on Thursday said the U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote today on President Biden's partisan social spending bill and a bipartisan infrastructure bill. Democrats have missed previous self-imposed deadlines to vote on the legislation, but their leadership feels confident they can finish on Friday, the aide said. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen issued a statement saying the legislation would raise more than $2 trillion, enough to pay for the bill and reduce deficits over the long term. USA Radio News.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
As President Biden is mandating all American employers with more than 100 employees have proof of vaccination by January 4th, some Republican governors are pushing back, reminding all a mandate is not a law.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he's joining Alabama, Georgia, the Republican National Committee, and others in suing the Biden administration over coronavirus vaccine mandates for private employers with 100 or more workers.
There is no federal police power. The federal government can't just unilaterally impose medical policy under the guise of workplace regulation.
The challenge will be heard by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. In addition, DeSantis says he'll convene a special legislative session in 2 weeks to try to protect Florida workers from the federal guidelines. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
TGIF to you, my friend, and enjoy the weekend. We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As Americans are flabbergasted, the Biden administration is considering paying illegal immigrants up to $1 million for families being separated after breaking our laws. The president says it's a garbage report. As his White House press secretary reports, Biden is comfortable with making payments.
You guys keep sending that garbage out, yeah, but it's not true.
So this is a garbage report?
Yeah.
The president is perfectly comfortable with the Department of Justice settling with the individuals and families who are currently in litigation with the U.S. government.
Monitor IQ is reporting mainstream media outlets ABC, NBC, and CBS are ignoring the story in their national broadcasts. Journalist from The Hill publication Joe Concha on Fox News says this story is too big to be hidden from the American people.
You're going to pay $450,000 to migrant families that were separated, but if you're a Gold Star family, you don't receive even remotely as much of that. If you were born here illegally, you serve in the military, you're killed in action, and then your family gets less than that. The president calls the Wall Street Journal bombshell from last week garbage, says you shouldn't put that sort of garbage out there, and now here you have the White House saying, no, actually, it's true. This is why, guys, the president has not done a solo press conference in more than 110 days, has not sat down one-on-one with any interviewer for more than 75 days. This is the trouble that this White House gets in.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.